They probably cursing her Weeknights, 10 p.m., the number one show on Instagram. You know what it is, DJ Epps and Friends. And there she goes. You had to get your hair done? That's how your hair looked like?
Yeah. I didn't even get to finish. She was still putting it on. Like, but I couldn't come on here just looking like anything. Like, But I do look a little crazy. I mean, shit, fuck it.
I'm going to let you slide on that. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
Your record is amazing. We've just been bumping it a couple of times right now. Lil Bitch, we're French, foreign.
Period. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let me ask you something, man. I didn't know you to be an artist at first. I even remember when I first met you on the airplane. You know what I mean? And yeah, I don't even think you remember that. Do you remember that?
I really don't.
I was going to California for a DJ award show. And you and Chinese Nikki. You guys was on there clowning some people on the plane, and I was just on the other side of you.
What? That's crazy. I mean, shit. It probably did happen, but yeah.
It did happen, and that's when we got introduced to each other, and after that, you know, we had some mutual friends and whatnot. So yeah, man, you know, I didn't know you was an artist. I'd known you to be a model, which, by the way, I was just telling everybody, you got a banging booty, you got a banging body, you see it all over the gram.
Yes.
So talk to me about this record, man, the single you pushing, man. What are we trying to do here?
Shit, I'm trying to take this record as far as it can go. I mean, like, it's literally just, like, something I created, like, right before quarantine. And I was just gunning to put it out because I think people are just so, like you said, just, like, they didn't know what I had in store because, you know, I put my first project out, like, what, 2 years ago? And then this whole quarantine, I was literally trying to drop music right before it happened. A whole year went by and I was like, you know what? I don't have nothing but time to just literally like make my career go as hard as I can. And I was like, yo, I'm gonna get whoever I can on this record. Fabio is my friend. French is my man's. And they hopped on the record and I was like, fuck it. This is what I'm pushing. And yeah.
So what inspired you to just, you know, take your life and become, you know, an amazing artist that you are?
It's a lot. Like, I mean, when I used to be bartending and this and the third, like, I just got sick of that lifestyle. And I've been around music my whole life, my dad, my mom. I've always been around that. And I don't think that people know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my dad is somebody that everybody know in the industry. Like, so, you know, me, when I used to just be, you know, I just wanted to make my own name, cute face on the gram, whatever. Like, I just was doing whatever. Like, you know, I didn't really know my purpose. And then I had my son. And I was like, all right, now it's time for me to, like, really just push this whole shit up. I can't keep doing the same thing. Now it's time for me to really elevate and do something I really want to do. You know what I'm saying? So from there on out, I was like, fuck it, I'm doing music. I've been around this shit my whole life. I've always been like a big music head. And I was like, and this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, I was inspired by like a lot of people that just was so confident coming out as a female rapper at the time, especially like Cardi and stuff like that. And I was like, this is what I'm doing. And so I'm sticking to. And yeah.
And you're writing your own stuff because, you sound hot on the track. You're writing your own stuff?
I am. Lit Bitch is definitely all mine.
Dope. And this coming off an album, SMD. You know what I mean? Suck my dick.
Yes.
Why suck my dick?
SMD, because first of all, I'm from New York.
Brooklyn.
Right? And Brooklyn. And I just was like, you know, SMD is our thing of saying, it's the most, it's like when somebody disrespects you, the first thing for a New York person to say that.
Suck my dick.
Dead ass, you know what I'm saying? So it was like that energy that I had because I put so much into my music. The energy that I had of people just saying, oh, her music's this, her music's that, oh, she ain't going nowhere, oh, she really just a cute girl. They're like, I just had so much energy and so much that I put into my project. The first thing I thought in my head was literally just suck my dick. And it was just like, at that point, I felt like that was the best way to name my album. So
abbreviation that we're gonna go with, right? Because you know we can't just put that in the record sales and the iTunes.
No,
like
that, right? It's just SMD. It's just SMD.
And you are Guyanese.
Yes, I am Guyanese. Big up all the freaking GT, all the West Indies, you know. So let's go.
How is it over there? Walk me through Guyana.
It's just, you know, my country is not on the map like that. Like, I mean, people are starting to know about it now, and more people are starting to, like, you know, if you say you Guyanese, the people might know now, but I think we went through so long of people like, what, where? Where is that? I never heard of that. But you know what I'm saying? And it's like, we don't have a lot in my country. We don't have, like, everything, all these other, we, you know, these countries like Jamaica and this, people go visit. Like, we're just our own little entity, like our own little country. And I feel like for me, because I'm Guyanese and all the way, you know, I wasn't born there, but my mom was born there. Everybody, I'm like first generation here. So it's like, that's all I know. Like when I go to my grandmother's house, my culture, everything, that's all I know. That's how I was raised. That's like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like for me, it's very important that I make that, make my country very known. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's very important for me to be like, I got to put on. You know what I'm saying? We have a couple other people that definitely like actresses and this and the third, but you know, it's time to shake some shit up. We need somebody that's lit, and I'm definitely doing it for me, doing it for them. So let's go.
So speaking of, you're a Chinese kitty. Who is Chinese, yes. Ricky?
My mother.
A lot of people have probably mistaken you guys for sisters, no?
Yes.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, your mom is beautiful as well, you know what I mean? So I can see why you guys looking like sisters and whatnot.
Yes.
How does she feel about your music and how does she support that?
My mom is my like biggest support system, like out of everybody. She's just like, you know, she just see me struggle. She see my ups, my downs, and she knows what lifestyle we come from and this and the third. So it's just like, no matter what, when I'm down, I'm this, I'm that, I'm insecure, I don't know if I want to drop this record. Like, she's like the first person I could run to. Like, so biggest support system.
And with you showing your biggest support system, if you know what I mean, I'm assuming you don't have a man. You single?
That's not true. You don't know that. That's not true.
You got a man, girl? Because a lot of guys want to know, man. They see you. They want to know.
I mean, they don't got to know all that. We hear some music. They don't got to know all that. But, I mean, yeah. It's cool.
What can we expect after Lil Bitch? You got another single off the album?
Lit Bitch.
Lit Bitch, yeah.
Listen, I have so much more music in store, and I actually have way more videos that I'm dropping off this project that people are like, still want to see, still want to tap in. So much more videos coming from this project. And then right after that, I have so much more music on a whole nother level. You know, this was just like my little like, okay, now y'all see what I'm doing. Now get in tune and get awake. And I have so much more gunning, so much more coming.
Word up, man. And we're going to be looking forward to that. Are you going to be in Miami anytime soon? Are you going to be doing any shows anytime soon?
I have a lot of shows. I actually have two shows this weekend, in Charlotte and one in Philly. And I'm going to Miami soon. Yeah, maybe not for this Rolling Loud, but I will be there soon. Got a lot going on. Rolling Loud New York is lit. I'm on there. So let's go.
Do me a favor. Rock with me for 3 minutes. Let's show everybody what we're talking about in case they just jumped in here, man. This is Lit Bitch. Brand new joint. Chinese kitty in the building. Pay attention.
Hey.
Care for the fuck shit, came for the bag. You can look, don't touch this.
Yeah,
nigga wanna fuck this pussy, gotta suck this pussy. Let me see the whip.
You know what it is when you hear that.
Do it now.
DJ MP3 Wax.com. week.
Let's go. Yeah.
I don't really care for the fuck shit. Came for the bag. You can look, don't touch this. Nigga wanna fuck this pussy, gotta suck this pussy. Let me see the way that tongue hit. Get up and ride on his face. I'm dripping, he loving the taste. He hit from the back and I'm taking his racks while he wiping my nut off his face. Real shit, dick drip. Hit the pussy once, still in love with a lip bit. Red bitch, talk slick. Get my name out your mouth before you stuck on his full clip. I don't really care for you hoes. I don't laugh, I don't joke, I don't play with you hoes. Gotta get it, bring it, spin a block on you. Pull up on you like a huggy little hoe.
Do it. Hey, yo, Epps, let these motherfuckers know.
I got to watch you. She's too thick and she's too curvy. She that bitch, she need purses. Whatever she doing is working.
It is.
Surgery. I fell in love with this person. She don't like it, she gon' curve it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go.
Little mama gone twerk.
For that crocodile burger. But get AP time perfect. Big purchase. She Angela Yee with the lip service. Disco Inferno. Drip game on turbo. Got the juice like Herbo. That Cavalli Roberto. Deuce deuce in the fur coat. Do it. Don't play. We on beef like Salt Bay. We on keys like Andre. Refugee on the hills like Forte. Send the Maddie, 100 carrots. Pinky ring. Plus the pattern.
Bling,
bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling,
bling, bling,
bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling,
bling, bling, bling. But I mean, you know, it's crazy. I reached out. I had my team reach out and I was like, I want to let Kaya know that we sampled her record. We never get a response, but you know, shit is what it is. But
it is what it is, man. The shit gonna be a big record and she'll come check you later when she's ready to come check you. It is what it is.
Amen. Let's go.
All right, man. Yo, SMD, AKA Suck My Dick. The album is out right now. You could go get that, go cop it, check out my girl, Chinese Kitty, you know what I mean? And that was that brand new single, Lit Bitch, yeah, featuring French, Favio in the building, you know what I mean? Joy's crazy, man. So, yo, Chinese, man, yo, Kitty, I appreciate you coming on and hanging out with
you
for
so
a little
bit.
Thank
you so much, DJ Epps. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You know what it is, man. When you get to Miami, holler at me, pull up on me, you know what I mean? You know, we go hit the clubs, come see wifey, whatever, you know what I mean?
Got you. Let's go.
All right, Chinese Kitty in the building. Appreciate you, girl. You know what it is.
Bye.